to extend greetings to all of you in Jesus' name. It's good to be back with you this week. Back into a little cooler weather. In India, it had been 120 degrees, so if you think you're hot today, you have electricity, can even have a fan. Those people don't. The village that I was in, there was, I think, almost 80 people died in the last month or so from the heat. So we should thank God for just being around 95. So it wasn't that hot while I was there. It had rained, but that's the way they live in India and die. And so we can be thankful that just to be a little uncomfortable because we don't have air conditioning, it's not really that big a deal. So, all right. Well, we just want to thank the Lord for all that He's done for us and His grace and His mercy that He extended to us. Father, thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. God, give us wisdom as we open your word this morning, Father. Thank you for it. Thank you for the gospel. Thank you for the message that Jesus brought to mankind, Father. And Lord, help us understand it. Help us keep our focus upon you, Lord, and let your word guide us to you, Father. And Lord, give us wisdom as we open your word this morning. Guard our lips. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning I want to turn to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being so much, much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee? And again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he saith, who maketh his angel spirits and his ministers a flame of fire? But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hand. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But unto which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Exalting Christ above all things. Christ above all things. People have called us heresies, heretics, and all kinds of other things because they've missed the foundation that was established from the beginning of the world. Our faith is in Christ. And if our faith begins anywhere other than in Christ and what He spoke, our foundation will be faulty. Last week or so, we talked about marriage and all the arguments that come up against marriage. Well, what if this happens, or what if that happens, or this scenario or that? Or what about this? If we miss the permanency of the foundation of marriage, that it is a permanent relationship between one man and one woman until death, we're going to find all kinds of holes in what we're teaching. But when we learn that foundation, then all the other arguments mean nothing. Because we found the foundation that has to be laid before the arguments start coming. And once we get the foundation laid, then the arguments have to fit in with that foundation. You don't tear the foundation out to put a new argument in. We don't make the foundation fit around the argument. We lay the foundation, and then we can understand what the arguments are and how to deal with them. Our faith, my faith, is in the words that Christ Jesus spoke. If we have our foundation based in any other thing than that, it is all meaningless. My faith is in a man who walked this earth 2,000 years ago and spoke to us about a kingdom and invited us to join it. I don't have to understand everything there is to know about Israel or being a Jew to be saved. I don't have to know about Israel. I believe that this man, Christ, was God. And God spoke through him to this world. Hebrews said, God, who at sundry times, different times, and in diverse manners, or in various ways, spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. He spake in times past to Moses. Moses was a prophet, a leader. And God spoke through those men to the situations they were living in. He established his covenant with those people hath he spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom he also made the world. We, you and I, can pick up the Gospels that were written by men that tell us about Jesus. And we either love what that man said or we reject it. We either believe and lay our foundation. I'm gambling everything that I have in this world and my eternal soul on what Jesus Christ said. There is no other foundation. There is no other theology. There is no church that I'm going to trust in. I'm putting my faith in what Christ taught and what he said he was. It's that simple. If we trust in God, if we trust in Jesus, and we have our faith in him, when someone tries to tell us something, the first thing we should think of is, what did Jesus say about this? What did Jesus say about this? And if Jesus didn't mention too much about it, then we might go to something that Paul said, because he was closer at that time. Or we might go to something that Peter said, because Peter heard what Jesus said. Or we might go to what Brother James said, because he sat at the feet of Jesus. But we have to start at what Jesus said, or our foundation is all wrong. if we say, well, Paul said, and it's up against what Jesus said, I don't care what Paul said. Okay? I'm going to understand what Jesus said, and then I might have a clearer understanding of what Paul said. Let's get the foundation right. And then we can build our house. Jesus taught in his message in Matthew chapter 7, he said that he that hears my words is like a man and does them is like a man who builds his house upon a rock, who gets down to a foundation that's solid, and then he has something to build on. If our foundation is built on anything less, it's nothing but sand and will be destroyed. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. That's Jesus. So many arguments today in Christianity miss this foundation. And that's where they're wrong from the very beginning. If you don't have the foundation, I don't know how many times we'll be trying to talk to someone, trying to teach them the gospel, and they're coming at us throwing their theology. Well, Paul said this, or Paul said that, or the Old Testament says this, or the Old Testament says that, or Moses said this. And we say, but Jesus said this. It's amazing. You wouldn't even think Jesus had anything to do with modern Christianity, because he is the last resort they go to when it comes to salvation. When it comes to following instructions in our lives, their theology is way above what Jesus said. Their ideas are way above what Jesus said. They've missed the foundation. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, verse 1, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. All things were made by Him. Who is this Him? The same was in the beginning with God. The Word was with God. The Word was Him. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. All men through him might believe. He was not that light, John, but was sent to bear witness of that light, Jesus. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. That's why his words are not relevant. That's why his words are not important to modern Christianity, because they know him not. They're following a theology or a doctrine. And you've got to understand from the front to the back. You've got to have all the answers settled in your mind instead of having faith in what this man said. You don't have to understand it. You believe it. If you have to understand everything before you can believe it, you're trusting in your own understanding and not in Christ. I can't explain how Christ made the world, but I believe he did. I don't have to understand how all that works, but he said, and I believe it. And if I don't, I'm wrong. I miss the foundation. He is the foundation. He is either who our faith is resting upon, and by resting is, I mean, I don't have to understand all things. I'm resting in what he said. I don't have to understand every article of the atonement. I don't have to understand and know all those things. I can see where people are teaching a false idea and where that leads to trust in something other than following Jesus. And I can reject things because they don't line up with what Jesus said. I don't care how good your argument can be or how solid it may appear in scriptures. If it doesn't agree 100% with what Jesus said, the way you're looking at it is wrong. We trust in what Christ said. And that's where our foundation is. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which are born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Grace and truth. We beheld Christ full of grace and truth. The world has built their Christ on grace. This is one of only four or five times that that word grace is found in the Gospels of the life of Jesus. It's not in Matthew. It's not in Mark. It's not in Luke. Well, grace, I think, one time is mentioned in Luke. But it's not the foundation, is what I'm trying to show you. Christ, grace, and truth were in Him. He came into this world to reveal. That was His grace. He came to bring truth into this world. That's His grace. It's not this overlooking of sin. It's not this covering that you have to ignore the teachings of Jesus to believe. Grace and truth came by Him. He brought it to us with Him when He came. The world was made flesh and dwelt among us. John beheld His glory and he wrote it down for us. We don't need a new revelation today. Christ spoke. We don't have to understand everything that happened in the Old Testament. Christ, the light, came. We can bypass all of that if we believe that Christ is who He said He was, and we believe His words. We don't have to understand. We can come as a little child and hear the story of Jesus and listen to what He taught us, and we can know that there's something there. There's truth in what He's speaking. That's why we believe. The grace that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live righteously, soberly, and godly in this present world, looking for and hastening to the day of His return. God in man instilled a conscience. And when Jesus came speaking, those who had ears to hear heard what He spoke. And cords that were broken began to vibrate once more. Life, light began to shine in a dark dungeon. That's grace. Christ brought that so that our ears could be tuned into God now. Instead of the darkness feeling around in all the different religions, a little truth sprinkled here, a little there, a little falsehood and a little darkness all around. But Christ, the light that shines. Thank you. erasing all the shadows. The light is here. The light has come. We don't need all of the old. We've got the light. We don't have any new prophecies. We've got the light. We don't need someone standing up blabbering and talking in a tongue and say, I've just got a new revelation from God. There are no new revelations. It's the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. A prophet now and a priest now is someone who just is a carrier and a deliverer of that same glorious message of Christ Jesus. Matthew chapter 23. Verse 8. But be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ. And all ye are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. One place it says, don't be called a teacher. Does that mean we can't teach? No. It means we're teaching the same message that was once delivered to the saints. Don't look to someone as the founder. The founder hasn't found anything. The foundation has already been established. That founder is Christ. That teacher is Christ. The apostles didn't have some new revelation. Their revelation was Christ and what he taught. And it's the same today, yesterday, and forever. His kingdom is not a cultural one. His kingdom is what he established. And it's carried on from faith to faith to faith. Not from this teacher to that teacher to this teacher, each building upon every other thing that the other one spoke. It's the faith that was once delivered to the saints, according to Jude. It's Christ and his words. Whenever we're talking to people, and they bring up arguments that may be hard for us to understand, or we feel like we need to explain them, what Jesus said is enough. That's where our faith is, and that's where our rest is, in what Jesus said. That's who we believe in. I know whom I believe in. It's so easy to get entangled in all of these different arguments and discussions. and we forget about Christ. And we get more concerned about explaining things than just trusting in Christ. We don't need some new prophet to come along and say, I've just heard from God. Call no man a master. There's no one has a new message. There may be people that's able to teach Christ's message, but it's not a new message. It's not a new revelation from that man. I haven't learned anything new. I'm trying to unlearn a bunch of garbage that's been piled on the same glorious message that's clouded it. We're trying to strain filthy water that's been polluted. Someone's antichrist has gotten the well with their dirty feet and stomped it all up. You ever seen a stream that's just flowing? It's nice and clear. What happens if you get into it and you start stomping around in the mud? Everything from that time on gets dirty and cloudy. There's just a cloud of dirt. Clouds up the stream. We've had to walk up that stream and fight through all that dirt that's been stomped up along the way. Get back to where the water's clear. We don't have to understand what made the water cloudy. We don't have to understand what, well, there's a piece of dirt, wonder what it's made of. Before long, we're following that piece of dirt right down the stream, walking in the cloud. Go to where the water's clear. Go to the foundation and trust in it. And trust in Him. That's where our faith is. Oh, but all scriptures, yes, they're all given for our help and our good. But I'm going to understand them all through what Jesus said. And not through someone else's eyes. A Gentile today can pick up the glorious gospel of Jesus without being polluted, without growing up under the Jewish system, without growing up under a bunch of theology, and just pick the Bible up, and when it begins to ring true, begin to believe it, and rise up, leave all, and follow Him. Our faith's in Christ. We don't have to be ashamed of that. We don't have to be ashamed of being ignorant and unlearned men. We heard people debating last night. Listened to them for an hour and a half about absolutely nothing. They both claim to be highly educated men and call us ignorant and stupid. All we have is not our own intelligence, not our own wisdom. We have what Jesus said. That's all we have. We trust in Jesus. And our ideas and our theologies mean nothing if they're not lined up with what Jesus said. May the Lord add His blessing to His words. Father, we just thank You again for Your grace and mercy. Thank You for revealing to us who You are in Christ Jesus. And Lord, help us be faithful followers of what He said. Help us walk in the light of our Lord. Help us keep the faith that was once delivered until You return and put away all things, folding them as a vesture, Father, as a piece of cloth. Help us be faithful to You and Your kingdom. In Jesus' precious name, amen.